looking awfully sharp in the guest pheasant sweater. Joe Colburn, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for letting me wear it.
Yes. You were a little confused at first. We were going to have you at 8. You're here early. This is good. It works perfect for our timing. How does it feel? You look majestic in this thing.
I'm sure it looks great, but it's not the comfiest thing I've ever put on.
A little itchy?
A little itchy.
It's pretty warm, too, and it's been incredibly hot of late. This wouldn't be what you would wear today so much as maybe like a spring or fall day.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever wear it, really.
Well,
but it is a little itchy, but it's a huge honor to put it on.
Well, thank you, yes.
Summer was a weird time to start doing this, though.
That's,
it's,
you know,
kind of a weird thing to start doing once it turns 30 degrees outside. Yeah.
When Rhett gets keen on something, you don't slow him down. You allow him to purchase things for the team. We do have WrestleMania hats for the same reason.
Yep.
Thank you to you, Peter, for that. But when Rhett gets keen, you're not gonna get grilled this time. Last time it was Boomer and Rhett, and Rhett was leaning into you for wearing a ball cap backwards. Apparently he's like born in the 50s or something. Yep. This is going to be easy, man. Yeah. We're going to go real easy on you.
Yeah. Well, I came dressed to impress today.
Well, very good. No backwards hat either. Yeah. Brett would have been so happy with you. It's too bad he's not here. Hey, you been watching some Stanley Cup finals here?
I have been. It's good hockey.
Is it going to end tomorrow? What are your thoughts?
I don't think so. I think there's a little too much, you know, in it for San Jose. They haven't been playing their the hockey they were playing all the way through the first couple rounds there. So
there's a better game left from them, right?
Yeah. I haven't seen a single good game out of them yet.
Yeah.
And in the final. And
it's not they've been bad, but they've never had a lead.
Yeah.
They seem to be in panic mode late and they finally get going. They need the 60-minute version of that, right?
Yeah. And I think a lot of it should be credit given to Pittsburgh. I mean, Sid's playing at a level that I haven't seen him play at for years, and he's shown why he's the best player in the league, and it's nice to see Phil, you know, having some success.
You would know Phil a bit back from your Toronto days. I recall the year that you guys got beat by Boston when it looked like you had them. You were around the team for that series. I think you were in and out in that series. Is that right?
Yeah, I played. I was watching from the press box till game six. Bozy tore his tricep, and then I stepped in, and it was a huge moment for me. It was awesome, but obviously not the result we wanted. But like we were saying, Phil is I think he's a little misunderstood. He's never going to be the most comfortable guy in front of the media, in front of the microphones, but he's an awesome guy, awesome teammate, and he does so many things kind of behind the scenes that people don't hear about and don't recognize, and it's awesome to see him have some success that he's worked hard for.
I think it's probably the lead story. We got a poll up today that we'll take a look at around 8 o'clock. You know, who would be the Conn Smythe winner? And I think you could make really strong cases for Sid because of the level he's playing at, as you mentioned. For Matt Murray, a guy that you know, what would you expect out of a 22-year-old rookie? Well, not this. He's been excellent, besting Braden Holtby, Henrik Lundqvist, and others along the way to the Stanley Cup final, where he's been great. But it seems like the story surrounding Phil is the one that, you know, I don't know that there's a better feel good, because, you know, there was such a stink around him when he left Toronto, mostly because of the media. You had the feel for the guy.
Yeah. And again, he, I'm not saying he was the best media guy and everything like that. And it's just, it's tough because you know how great of a guy he is off the ice and how much fun he is to be around and stuff like that. But then you just feel like that never got out to the public and people never saw that. And I think they're starting to see that now, and he's meshed so well with that team and really brought a level of depth and you know, whoever they're throwing out there is dangerous right now, and that's what's causing teams problems.
Yeah, he, Hagelin, and Bonino is a third line. That's pretty all right if you're that.
That's
deep.
Not a third line, really. Wow, you can't really call that a third line.
It's Flames forward Joe Colburn in studio. What a busy summer for you. You need a new contract. Do you have any updates on negotiations? I would understand if the Flames are a little busy right now. The draft's coming up, and then they haven't found a new head coach yet.
We've had some talks. So again, with Brad, he's obviously been real busy. Between being over in Europe for the World Championships and since he's been back, I know we've been in some talks, and I think we're hopefully getting closer and closer, and I'm not thinking that it's going to take too long here.
It's good news. You've also got a big event going on. Colburn's Forces benefit concert at the military museums in Calgary. That is coming up soon. We're like 2 weeks away, aren't we?
Yeah, it's coming quick, and something that has taken a lot more work than I ever thought it would be, but it's going to be such a rewarding night, and just to go out there and see, you know, a couple hundred, 200, 300 Armed Forces members there at the concert having a great time, and you know, kind of rubbing elbows with just the regular people that are coming to the concert, and seeing just them get some of the appreciation that they really deserve and that they don't get enough of, is it's going to make it all worth it.
Where did this start? I know we all have this crazy ideas of, okay, well, maybe I could do this, but then actually putting on a massive event where I imagine, you know, thousands of people are involved, volunteers, all kinds of equipment, bands, members of the military. I mean, this is a huge undertaking. At what point did you say, okay, I'm actually going to do this?
Yeah, well, I've been, I've done the in-game stuff with Colburn's Forces for the last few years, and I've been looking for a way to grow it and raise some money. And for me, you know, we looked at the golf tournaments and we looked at poker tournaments and different things like that. But it doesn't really involve too many members of the military and actually get them involved and show them appreciation. It raises money, but it doesn't do that. And I figured a concert would be a great way to kind of bring everyone together and make sure that we can raise money while, you know, showing them just how much we appreciate the sacrifices they're making. And it's the physical sacrifices, some, you know, it's their lives they're putting on the line, but it's also their mental health and stuff that is, you know, we're just starting to get more and more information come out about how much it, you know, when you see some of the things they see overseas, it affects you for the rest of your life.
Even when you've retired and you've come home, that doesn't mean that you're in the clear, right?
Exactly. And, you know, for them, just driving down the street is different when you've had to sit there for the last couple of years looking out for roadside bombs, and you see these little kids who they're sending, you know, strapped with bombs, the stuff that you shouldn't have to deal with, and they come home and aren't, you know, equipped to deal with it.
Yeah, that's a tough switch to just flip off. It's not just, okay, yeah, back in the real world now. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Oh, Timmy's line is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
first world problems all of a sudden. You've got Emerson Drive and George Canyon. It's the 23rd of June. How did you get those two parties involved, and how excited are you for those acts on stage?
Yeah, I've been a huge fan of both groups for a long time, and Emerson Drive came on a while ago, and you know, we're so excited to have them. And then George, you know, he just released a new album a few months ago, and he's so busy promoting that, and he's got so much going on, and he really, you know, took it upon himself to figure out a way to clear his schedule and come out to this concert. So I can't thank him enough for the support he's giving us, and to give us two full headliners for a price of $50, which is cheaper than what the tickets normally go for both those bands.
No kidding. Yeah.
By themselves, and it's all going to a great cause. It's going to be a hell of a night.
Yeah, and of course George, famous for the amazing renditions of the national anthems before home games. All Flames fans will be pumped to see him in a concert more than just the standard anthems, right? Let loose a little more.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Less formal, I imagine. The website is colburnsforces.com. You got the ticker there. 15 days, 9 hours, 8 minutes, and 12 seconds. How much sleep between now and then for you?
Not too much. I had, there are going to be a few early mornings, a few late nights, but like I said, it's all worth it in the long run, and it's hopefully something we can grow.
Now, with these sorts of things, I think sometimes people just see an athlete's name on it. It's like, okay, well, they just put their name on it. Whether this really seems like it's something that like really means a lot to you and you've really invested in.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's probably, I came into this pretty unprepared for what I was getting into. It was more of, I thought you pay a band, you pay someone to build a stage, and you find a company to give you some beer to sell, and you have a concert. And it's been so much more than that, just trying to raise money through sponsors, sell tickets. You need to get about 400, 500 different permits from the city for all sorts of stuff. And it's a pretty big undertaking, but like I said, it's something that is close to my heart. I've got a great group supporting me and helping me out with it. And we just want to make sure that we put on a good show. So please go out there, get to colburnsforces.com and buy your tickets.
It's going to be a good time. And again, 15 days away. What's the response been earlier? A lot of people excited. This is a city that embraces country music, and certainly I would expect big crowds.
Yeah, we're there's still tickets available. That's why we're still promoting it so hard. But, you know, it's incredible. It's obviously a tough economy right now. A lot of people are, you know, going through some tough times financially. But for $50, I think it's, you know, you're not going to find a concert with a better with a better financial, you know, it's $50.
Cause.
Yeah, cause, I guess. And it's going to be a night.
We've got also an auction going on today that involves two pairs of tickets to the Colborne Forest's benefit concert, two to the home opener as well, come next fall, as well as a tour of the Dome. You're going to be able to get through the Hot Stove Lounge, the press box, have a meal with the media, and you've been kind enough to get a signed jersey and to meet up with these people as well. It's an incredible package. $850 our leading bid right now. You can call us at 403-240-4444. That's 240-4444. If you want to increase that bid, currently at $850. How often do you do stuff like that where you'd meet people post game? That's a pretty unique opportunity for fans.
Yeah, it is. I actually, as part of my in-game stuff, so I bought two season tickets for the Armed Forces, and each game I bring them down and I meet them and we take them for a tour of the room and introduce them to the guys and to our coaches and show them the dressing room. So it'll be a great experience for a couple fans to be able to come down and meet the military member who's attending the home opener, and then I'll take them for a tour of the room. The four of them together will all come in, and it's going to be a pretty cool experience. You get to see how excited they get for it, and it really kind of puts things in perspective. You realize we're playing a game that we love, and you know, a tough game for us means, you know, I might get ripped by you guys in the media a little bit. I might get called in the coach's office and read the riot act a bit. But at the end of the day, it's still a game that we're playing. And it's not like some of our armed forces who they have a bad day at work. They might not be coming home. So yeah. It's always nice to come out even after a tough loss and you see the big smiles on their face.
What's it like when you introduce some of these members of our military to your teammates? Because I think you nailed it on the head there. I mean, a tough day for you guys is not a normal tough day for the rest of us. Yes, you might have stitches or be out of the lineup for a while, but I would think the perspective thing is pretty amazing when, you know, some of your buddies on the team would meet someone that's done multiple tours of duty in places like Iraq, Afghanistan. That's got to be eye-opening.
It's crazy, and whether it's, you know, they obviously love seeing Gio. They love meeting Johnny and Monty. But from the top right on down, it's we have so much respect for the military right through our room. And I think a lot of it starts with Brian Burke. He's a huge, huge supporter of our military. And the guys love to see them coming through the room. Just you have a certain bond with guys like that. They understand what it's like to be a part of a team and kind of the camaraderie that's there. And it's real fun when they have, you know, you're bringing out Johnny or Monty, Gio, and, you know, goalies, whoever they want to see and whoever kind of excites them, and they get to get the big smile on their face, they get their picture taken, and it's something that they'll remember forever.
How's the off season going? Are you on ice yet? Are you just working out? Is it 2 days time? It's always different depending on when your season ends. I mean, last year you'd only probably have been off for 2-3 weeks now. It's been longer this year. Does that sort of change the rhythm of an off season?
It does. It's, you never want to have the long off season like this. And for me last year, I had wrist surgery. So I was stuck in a full arm cast for most of the summer. And, I'm already back working, you know, 5-6 days a week working out. I do Pilates 3 times a week with, Steph Davis. And, so I'm back doing that, and, we'll probably start getting on the ice again in a few weeks here.
Any guys floating around town that'll be at the concert on the 23rd? I know a lot of the fan feedback line, a lot of people texting. Which other Flames are going to be there? I want to see Joe, but who else is going to be there?
We've got a few guys confirmed already. You know, Stage is here. Actually, Brian McGrattan just got back there.
Big Earn.
So Big Earn's coming.
All right.
Glennie's coming. Furland. All the guys who are local here. I think, you know, Chris Russell, I'm going to try and see if we can figure out a way to get him re-signed back here. But we got to wait and see what's going on there. But and then a few other guys. I think Lance Bohm is coming back. And then I'm talking with Johnny and Monty, trying to get those two, get Benny back here maybe too. And We're going to have some other local guys too from that live in town that are playing on some of the other teams that I've gone to know over the years. We'll be stopping by, as well as a few Olympians that are some good friends of mine that are going to be there. So it's going to be a fun group. There's going to be a lot of interesting people that you can meet and be rubbing elbows with. And on top of it, there are going to be a few hundred military members that are going to be the stars of the show.
Awesome. You mentioned on the website, culvernsforces.com, all proceeds directed to support our troops in the Military Museums Foundation. Great causes. 23rd of June. Again, the website, culvernsforces.com. Final one for you. You mentioned after a bad game, maybe you get dragged into the coach's office and they'll rip you a new one. Who's the coach you want ripping you after a bad game next year? Maybe you only have one. You have 81 great games, but have you been lobbying for a guy? Is there a coach out there that you'd love to see in Calgary?
Honestly, I think you guys probably know more about this than I do. I was talking with a few guys the other day, and we really don't have that clear of an idea ourselves. There's a bunch of good candidates out there, and we're as anxious to find out as you guys are.
Sometimes just a fresh voice is the most exciting part, right? The different message, a different way of bringing a message. It's weird because the position seems to come with a shelf life. No matter how good you are, there's always a bit of fatigue. Is it going to be the sort of that fresh oxygen in the room with a different guy leading the troops?
I think it will. I think, like you said, no matter you know how good a guy is, sooner or later, like you said, it's time to you need a fresh start, a fresh voice. And it's very rare you get a situation like say Quenneville in Chicago or like a Scotty Bowman in Detroit. It's usually there's some turnover, no different than with players and stuff. And I think it's going to be good for us. And with our group kind of going from a younger team over the past couple of years, and we're starting to get older, approach our primes and stuff like that. I think it's going to be good for us to have a fresh voice coming in.
Thanks for coming in today. Best of luck with the concert on the 23rd. We'll remind everyone again, go to culvernsforces.com, culvernsforces.com to get your tickets and, after party at Cowboys? No. Hockey players won't go there.
I have no idea.
It's on the website.
I'm saying I've never been there before. I'm really looking forward to maybe checking out for the first time in my life.
It's probably some saloon outside of town and a ranch or something, right?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know much about it, but no, Cowboys has really stepped up in their... They're doing a great job. They're going to have buses there to get everyone there safely. We're really trying to make sure nobody's drinking and driving, and... it's again just so many companies have stepped up to support us and individuals and Cowboys is just is one of them that has been awesome to me.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Best luck. We'll see you on the 23rd.
Awesome. Thank you.
Joel Colburn, Flames Forward.